Good morning. High pressure over northern New England is keeping it dry across interior New York and New England this morning, although that storm along the mid-Atlantic coast is throwing a lot of moisture in the form of mid- and high-level clouds our way. We will see those clouds stick around for a good part of the day today, blocking most of the sunshine. The exceptions will be northernmost New York, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont with more sunshine. And in these locations, temperatures more likely to get into the middle and upper 60s. Where the clouds hang on and they will remain thick through the day, readings will be confined to the lower and mid-60s through the afternoon. Most of the shower activity with this disturbance will remain off into New Jersey and Pennsylvania, with a few scattered showers in the southern tier of New York. Overnight tonight, the disturbance will begin to move offshore and away from us, and this will allow the clouds to break up some. With partly to mostly cloudy skies, readings will be back into the 40s. This will set us up for a pretty good three-day holiday weekend. Starting with tomorrow, high pressure will build back in, and we'll have more in the way of sunshine around, although with an easterly component to the wind, some moisture may linger, especially in New England from the coast. Still, temperatures should reach the middle and upper 60s. Same story on Sunday and Monday with a mixture of sunshine and clouds. Readings will be in the middle 60s right on through the holiday weekend. As we get into the short work week next week, Tuesday and Wednesday will feature a fair amount of sunshine and a bit of a warming trend, with highs in the middle to upper 60s on Tuesday and right around 70 on Wednesday. The next front with a few showers and thunderstorms will not approach until Thursday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a winter storm warning is out for the Colorado Rockies, where accumulations of 5 to 10 inches of snow is likely, mainly above 9,000 feet. And most of the central and southern plains are under either a wind advisory or a high wind warning, as winds at times could gust up to 60 miles per hour in these locations. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring a broad area of low pressure located several hundred miles west-southwest of the Cape Verde Islands. The associated shower and thunderstorm activity has changed little in organization during the past few hours, and upper-level winds are becoming less conducive for tropical cyclone formation. However, some development of this system is still possible during the next couple of days before upper-level winds becoming even less conducive this weekend. And Phelan, a powerful tropical cyclone in the Indian Ocean, is heading toward the east coast of India at 6 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds are near 155 miles per hour, with gusts to 190 miles per hour. Gusts could reach close to 200 miles per hour before the cyclone reaches the coast tomorrow. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at San Sebastian, Spain, at 10 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at La Paz, Bolivia, at 1:14 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 50 degrees with an east-southeast wind at 9 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, half-mile visibility and fog and 6 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 50 degrees, the dew point 48, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.15 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Pecos, Texas, to a low of 20 at Truckee, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with scattered showers in the mid-60s, Boston, partly sunny in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 59 degrees, the low 39, the average temperature 49, that's 3 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.84 inches for the month, which is 65 hundredths above normal, and 38.16 inches for the year, which is 7.52 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 62 degrees, the average low 41, the record high 86 set in 1949, and the record low 22 in 1943. Sunrise this morning at 7:04 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:19 p.m., 11 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with more clouds toward Glens Falls. Highs in the mid to upper 60s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the 30s. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with more sunshine north of I-90, highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy skies today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, not as cool in the middle to upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-60s. On Tuesday and Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds, mid-60s Tuesday, near 70 on Wednesday. And a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Thursday with highs remaining in the middle to upper 60s. For WAMC, have a great weekend. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.